Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Yes, I'm still here in the hot seat, our second half of our doubleheader here on April 5th. And I have, of course, for you some more quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I cannot start a show without them because they're so near and dear to our hearts. So let's see what else the universe has to say for us today. The evolution of all spiritual life includes three absolutes. You will love, you will be loved. The former will eventually be far more important to you than the latter. Young Grasshopper, the universe. Ah, we love Mike Dooley and his notes from the universe. You will love, you will be loved. And from Abraham we have, you are magnificent beings in the perfect place at the perfect time, unfolding perfectly, never getting it done and never getting it wrong. Be more playful about all of it. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I am doing, and no matter whom I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for that which I am wanting to see. I'm wanting to find thoughts and words and actions that feel good while I'm finding them. For in doing so, I am, in the moment, practicing the art of allowing all that I've been telling the universe I'm wanting for all of the days of my existence. Abraham. Quite interesting. Very interesting couple of quotes, somewhat related about sort of being the cause of our lives. In being loved, in loving others, and in allowing what we truly want to come into our lives. And I now want to introduce Barbara Benjamin, the director of the Center for Christ Conscious Leadership, because here is something that really embodies what we're talking about. Barbara Benjamin is a consultant, an educator, an executive mentor, an international retreat leader, and author. As the director of the Intuitive Discovery, a director of Intuitive Discovery from 1990 to 2010. She designed and facilitated programs in leadership, human resources, innovation, and creative and spiritual development for Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, and universities. She has also designed, directed, and instructed graduate distance learning programs in leadership for the School of Business at Mercy College. And in 2005, she won the annual National Sloan C Award for the most effective practice in building an online learning community. Prior to that, she co-developed, co-produced, and co-presented a 16-hour live video program on leadership for the National Technological University, NTU. So welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Barbara.
Hi, Sam. Glad to be here.
I'm very happy that you're here as well. So we have this nice, wonderful blue book in front of us called Christ Conscious Leadership. And this book you wrote, it's not just a book, it's an actual organization, isn't it?
Well, the book came first and the organization followed right afterward, because people can read the book and they can use it to help them move forward in their own conscious evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But most people need some guidance. And right. So there's an 8-week online certificate course in becoming a Christ conscious leadership that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a group of associates who work with me.
Right.
And we also offer consultations and we offer corporate consulting as well.
And this is something I'm really curious about, because you have like a very solid sort of mainstream, you know, working with Fortune 500 companies, big organizations, universities. How did this idea of Christ-conscious leadership come about, and what is it?
I'll tell you how it came about first.
Okay.
And so it will give you a better idea of what it is, I guess. For over 25 years, mm-hmm. I have been researching and teaching and mentoring people in leadership.
Right.
And over those years, and in a new form of leadership, leadership for the interactive age, not leadership in the old industrial military model, which obviously is being replaced.
Yes.
And as I did this over the years, I realized that nothing changes unless the consciousness of each of the individuals changes.
Mm.
And by that, I mean that we have been historically trained, and it's almost embedded in our genes,
mm.
that we are oppositional.
Yes.
That we are, we look at the world through dualistic eyes.
Yes, very polarizing opposites.
We see us and them all the time.
Right, right, right.
We want to be different.
Yes, blue states, red states, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, or even, you know.
But even when you get inside of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, they're going to find polarization in there,
right.
too.
Yes, absolutely.
So everyone's Italian, but the Northern Italians fight with the Southern Italians, you know.
Right.
We've been doing it since the beginning of time, and it has very deep anthropological roots
mm.
and very deep psychological roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on a perception that we can't survive unless we fight the other.
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many resources, and if we can have what the other has, we'll have more and we'll survive better.
Right.
So if we train ourselves, as we have over millennia, to believe we're different,
mm-hmm.
then we can have an excuse.
Right. We kind of dehumanize the other person, so
that's
it's okay, because
right.
they're not really human. They're this or they're that.
Right.
So that's okay for us to kill them and take all their stuff.
That's right. And the basis of it is really a human fear of survival.
Mm.
That we won't survive.
Right.
But
we've,
yeah. you see. And the interesting thing about this, to take a bit of a side road, is that Stephen Jay Gould, who's an evolutionary biologist,
yes.
explains that, and I explain this in the book as well, of all the species, we humans are the most dependent for the longest. Elephants, mm. after 4 months, can forage for themselves
right,
and feed
right.
themselves. Of all the species, we remain dependent for
right.
the longest.
On the mother and father.
Whoever's our caretaker.
Or the caretakers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here we are, and this builds a sense of insecurity in us
mm.
that then becomes understandable of why we are so worried about our survival.
Mm.
Because we're not independent for so very long.
Right, right.
Joseph Campbell says, if you get a PhD, you're dependent for 35 years if you keep going to school. You
right,
see?
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So,
yes, I know. There are a few professional students out there who just, yes.
You know, so this is really part of the human condition.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And with this insecurity, then, we set up this oppositional
right.
point of view, and it doesn't work anymore.
Right.
The reason it doesn't work is because the world has gotten 7 billion large,
right.
with millions added every year just in the subcontinent of India, for instance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Our resources are diminishing.
Right.
And we now have the equipment to totally annihilate each other. So if we continually believe, if we continue to believe that there is a duality,
mm-hmm.
that there is an us and them,
right.
we will destroy ourselves and our planet.
Yeah.
So we've come to this crossroads, this tipping point.
Right.
And you'd say, well, it's inevitable then. Well, it's not inevitable, because we've had enough wisdom literature mm-hmm. from the Upanishads through the Quran
mm-hmm.
that has told us that our perception of duality
mm-hmm.
and our perception of opposition is incorrect.
Yeah. See, now, while I understand what you're saying, and that this is sort of the traditional mindset of a limited resources, I always say that there's only one limited resource in this world, and that's the human imagination. Because, and I use this example all the time, at least in modern society, and in the past, you know, the world was a rather large place. Now the world has gotten to be a rather small place. But in modern society, if we had the will and the imagination of how to make it work, we could literally launch robotic probes out into space to the asteroid belt, take one, just one 5-kilometer diameter asteroid, of which there are thousands of them out there, and there are more metals, ores, there's more resources than have been mined on the entire planet since the beginning of existence on just one of these dead rocks in space. The thing is, nobody's figured out how to do it yet or how to make it sort of a worthwhile venture. So to me, it says that there's not necessarily a shortage of resources. There's a shortage of imagination. We pollute this environment because we think, you know, oil and fossil fuels and these sort of dirty fuels are the only answers or the cheapest answers out there. It just means that we haven't put enough research into renewable sources to make them cost competitive to these sort of dirty fuels that can provide more than enough energy for everyone's needs.
We don't have to go that far.
We don't have to go. Oh, that's good to know.
Actually, I like the way you put it, that it's a limitation in our imagination. Our imaginations are limited, but our potential for evolution is not limited.
Ah, okay.
And our imaginations stay limited within the parameters of the evolutionary perception we have right now of this duality.
Right.
You see, that's what limits us.
Right.
But we can take a leap into a perception, into a consciousness of our unity.
Mm.
And we don't get that only from the wisdom literature. That comes to us also from the quantum physicists.
Yes.
Who have now proven what all the wisdom literature has been saying. That we are living in an inseparable universe.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And then even in just the show we did before talking about the tool access consciousness, that you know, the observer and the observer affects the observed just by observing it.
According to Wheeler, there is nothing that exists if we don't observe it.
Right.
And he's one of the quantum physicists who's presented that philosophy. But here's an interesting problem we face. We are resistant to change.
Absolutely.
So that even though Aristarchus, 2,000 years before we believed that the sun was the center of the universe, proved that the sun was the center of the universe, we didn't believe it for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And the Inquisition went forward and burnt people at the stake who believed that.
We can be kind of dense as a race, can't we?
Well, I just think we're afraid of change.
Afraid of change. Okay, great. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about Christ-conscious leadership, okay? So please stay with us. We're talking with my guest, Barbara Benjamin, creator of the Center for Christ-Conscious Leadership. We'll be back in just a moment.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you confused about which diet is right for you? Are you tired of being tired? How about improving your energy, strength, and appearance? Hi, I'm Rika Keck, a holistic nutrition and wellness consultant. If you have answered yes to any of my questions, contact me now at nyintegratedhealth.com or at 646-285-8588. Initiate change and transform your life.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour. Yes, I've had so many wonderful people contacting me about coming on the show. I just figured I owed it to you, my audience, to bring you these wonderful people. So today, this hour, we're talking with Barbara Benjamin, the creator of the Center for Christ Conscious Leadership and author of the book Christ Conscious Leadership. So, Barbara, let's get down to brass tacks, as they say. So let's talk about just what is Christ consciousness and then how we are applying it to leadership.
All right. I think I'd like to take those two words separately.
Okay.
And so the word Christ.
Right.
Every culture has its eternal absolute, its anointed one, its Christ.
Okay.
And so when I speak...
So we're not talking about a specific person. We're not talking necessarily about Jesus Christ per se.
No, Christ is not Jesus' last name.
Yes.
Even though
it was Tannenbaum or something like that, right?
Right. It was actually something like that.
Yeah.
And so... if you study the wisdom literature, starting with the Upanishads and the Vedas and the Tao Te Ching,
mm-hmm.
and the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Koran,
mm-hmm.
you find in each one of them a statement about that culture's eternal absolute, that culture's mm-hmm. anointed one.
Mm-hmm.
And the cultures all share many, many basic values that they attribute to their eternal absolute.
Right.
And so in our habit of seeing ourselves as different all the time and us mm-hmm. and them,
mm-hmm.
we always tend to ignore mm-hmm. what brings us together.
Mm.
And concentrate on what makes us different.
Right. We focus on the things that separate us, and we don't focus on the things that unite us.
That's right. But if you go to the wisdom literature and actually read through it, it's mm-hmm. astounding how many echoes you see through all the wisdom literature.
Mm.
And so when I talk about Christ consciousness, I'm talking about the consciousness
mm-hmm.
of the eternal absolute. Of the Christ in each culture,
mm.
of that philosophy, if you will, because culturally we are all different,
mm-hmm.
but philosophically we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I'm sure a million theologians right now are turning over in their in their beds or wherever they are and saying, no, we are different. Yes, there are many differences, but that doesn't get us anywhere.
Right.
That just keeps us stuck where we are.
Exactly.
Fighting the other.
Right.
And so our challenge now is to start to see what we have in common, to start to see what the quantum physicists are telling us about the inseparable universe and what all the wisdom literature is saying is inseparable.
Right.
And what is inseparable, for instance, is, for one thing, is ourselves and the eternal absolute. And so in the Upanishad and in the New Testament and in all of the wisdom literature, we're told we're one with God as well.
Mm.
So when the apostles turned to Jesus and said, "Have you seen the Father?"
Mm.
And Jesus turned to them and said, "You will know one day that I am in the Father. The Father is in me.
Mm.
I am in you. And you are in me." And that is echoed in all of the wisdom literature.
Right.
And so that's Christ consciousness. The consciousness of our unity.
Right.
The consciousness that we are part and parcel of everything that exists in the universe, including God.
Right. So we're all a little piece of the hologram that puts it all together. But if this Christ consciousness is so infused in all the different wisdom literature, then why are we at each other's throats so much?
Because we're afraid we won't survive. It's what we were talking about earlier. We have this deep-seated... All right, let's take it home, really home.
Yeah.
And you're in a home, and you have a mom and a dad, and they're great mom and dad, and you have six or seven brothers and siblings. And somewhere in you, you're just not sure there's enough to go around of mom and dad.
Okay.
And so you have sibling rivalry.
Right.
I mean, it starts that simply in a psychological level.
Right.
And because we're so dependent for so long, the fact that there might not be enough to go around really bothers us. If we were elephants and foraging by the time we were 4 months old, we wouldn't really care that much, would we?
I see.
So it's psychologically in us. It's anthropologically in us, because when we were tribes and we were looking at a watering hole and we needed water, because water is the greater part of our existence.
Right.
And we needed water, and we weren't sure we could protect that. We were going to kill anyone who came to our watering hole who was not one of us.
Right.
You see.
Not one of our tribe.
This is so deep in us. It just doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Because now we're global. Now we have new technologies.
Right.
And now we're facing a world where this opposition just leads to eventual annihilation.
But won't critics say, well, you know, I can't be a Christ-conscious leader, because if I, let's say, drop all my weapons and all my defenses, those people who aren't already Christ-conscious are going to come and kill me and take all my stuff anyway.
Well, I'm not suggesting we do it. See, here's the point, the major point here that I try to bring forward is that this is not going to be done in Washington and North Korea.
Okay.
It's a very present example.
Right.
This is going to be done one individual at a time.
Okay.
Because it is in each one of us developing this new consciousness and functioning differently that the world changes. Kings never start a revolution in their own kingdom.
Right. Nor do the nobles, for the most part.
Well, the same thing.
Yeah. It always comes from the ground up.
Always. I mean, historically. And so it is really up to each person to take that leap. And it's not a great leap. It's just like turning a kaleidoscope and putting all the pieces are in us.
Right,
we don't have
to
go getting them somewhere.
Right.
We just have to change our focus. That's right.
Have you seen a difference in how people react to your message you've been working on this for many, many years. Have you seen a difference in how people react to your message compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago?
I think there are more people today who recognize that nothing's working.
Yes, I would agree with that statement for sure.
And because they recognize that, and let's talk about what isn't working on a very practical level.
Right.
What concerns most people today in most countries, I mean, even China is not exempt from this.
Oh, no, they have some big problems.
Yeah. Right. Is that they really don't know how to go about creating a path through their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the old path was you go to college, you learn some skills, you get a job, you climb the career ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you retire very comfortably.
Right.
That isn't there anymore.
Right.
But people are having a hard time believing it's not there anymore. So they keep going to college and looking for a job. But the truth is that there are 17 million college graduates in this country alone mm-hmm. who cannot find a job at their level of experience and right. ability.
Right, absolutely. Yes, there are tons of people underemployed, as it's called, unemployed and underemployed.
Right.
And I was talking to actually someone recently who was a father of a couple of kids in college and about ready to graduate, and he said that a lot of the college graduates now, they don't want to even work for large corporations anymore because they see how unstable they are and how insecure they are, that a lot more people are looking to be entrepreneurs because they just don't trust the system anymore because they see how much it's letting people down.
That's right, because it's sort of like you go to the bridge that's going to take you from one river, the bank of the river, to the other side of the river, to the other bank, right? And
right.
you pay your toll. You go right. to college, you pay your toll.
Right.
And you start crossing the bridge, and all of a sudden the bridge isn't there anymore, and you fall into the river.
Yeah.
Now people have to know what the new bridges are, because the right. old bridges aren't there anymore.
Right.
And this is all part and parcel of what Christ Conscious Leadership is all about.
Mm.
How do you then take this sense of your unity and your oneness in the universe, and how do you turn that into a path through life
right.
to determine what you're supposed to be doing?
Right. Not just what, but how you're supposed to do it. Almost the how is more important than the what in some ways.
Well, you first have to figure out what you're here to do, and then you can figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
And
I guess. But you can... If you do things in a proper consciousness, it will always work out better than doing things without the proper consciousness. So even if you're not doing exactly what you're called here to be, if you're doing it with a good consciousness, you'll still affect a positive change.
I don't know what proper consciousness means, but there is such a thing as Christ consciousness, which
right.
I'll discuss a little bit more with you
right.
and talk about how we apply it then to finding your purpose in life.
Great. So see that, audience? You're going to learn how to find your purpose in life today. Aren't you so glad that you tuned in? And just to remind you all, if you have your own questions or would like to call in and ask Barbara yourself, please call our 800 number, 877-480-4120. We'll be right back and learn how to find out what is our purpose in life. So please stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and my guest today is Barbara Benjamin. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour
at 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Show me.
And welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest today, Barbara Benjamin, of the creator of the Center for Christ Conscious Leadership, talking all about what is Christ consciousness, and how we can really apply it practically in our lives and to leadership. So Barbara, before we went to break, you talked about finding what we're really here for. What is our purpose in life? How does this idea of Christ consciousness help us to find what our purpose is in life?
Well, in the past, I want to look at the past and the way we've been doing it and the way some people are still trying to do it, even though it doesn't work anymore, mm-hmm. which is deciding on a career. I want to be a lawyer. I'd be happy to be a doctor. I'd be happy to be a nurse, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they get the education and they go and do it. Since those paths aren't there anymore and those guaranteed right. bridges across our lifetimes and our career aren't there anymore,
mm-hmm.
we have to find a new way to get across the river, right. so to speak, to use my metaphor before. And the way we can do this is to start to discern what our purpose is here. In other words, we all come here and we pollute the environment. We can't help it. We use up natural resources. We can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we come here for?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just say, what would I like to do? Because this is much broader an issue
right.
than what makes us feel good.
Right.
Ultimately, when we find our purpose and start fulfilling it, we feel better than we could imagine. And you talked about the limits of our imagination.
Right.
And even in terms of feeling good, we limit ourselves to how good we could feel.
Absolutely.
You see, because yes. we think, well, this will make me feel good or that'll make me feel good. But the truth is that we really are all here to serve a purpose.
Right.
We're part of an inseparable world, an inseparable mm-hmm. universe,
mm-hmm.
and everyone has a function.
Okay.
And we can discern our functions by being really aware of what our talents are,
mm-hmm.
what our competencies are,
mm-hmm.
and even what we're attracted to doing.
Right. And again, that's something that's very internal, not necessarily external, not what people say you're good at. Oh, your father was a doctor, so you should be a doctor. Or, oh, you're really good at math, so you should be a scientist. But, you know, if science doesn't hold interest for you, maybe you should be a musician.
That's a very, very important point, Sam, mm-hmm. because almost everybody is subject to the mirrors that they look into as they're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their reflection of who they are from those mirrors. And
right.
very often those mirrors have nothing to do with who they are.
Right.
You see, so that it is something, it's part of a whole maturation process of separating from, detaching right. from whatever thoughts and behaviors are keeping you from really realizing what your own purpose is here.
Right.
And it may be some, if you've had very discerning mirrors and very accurate mirrors, but very few people do, you
yes.
know, and you still
yes.
even if you've had discerning mirrors, you have to discern it for yourself.
Right.
You see, and even though everyone says you should be a nurse because you have this healing and this sense of ministry toward healing, well, it's good enough. They may be right, but you have to find that out for yourself.
Right, right.
You see, before you can really make a commitment to it and act upon it.
So how do I know if what I'm feeling is truly coming from within me, or if it's just fulfilling other people's expectations?
Well, you sign up for an 8-week online course uh-huh. called Becoming a Christ Conscious Leader, mm-hmm. and through that process, or through working in consultation with me or one of my associates,
mm-hmm.
you explore this.
Right.
And people are able to separate those threads.
I see. So does everybody have to be a leader? I mean, you know, some people are very happy not being a leader.
Okay, let's talk about the word leader.
Okay, let's talk about that word.
Leader comes from an Indo-European word, kla, and it means to carry your load.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, in essence, everyone is a leader. Everyone has to carry their own load. Now, that is nice as an etymological study. But it's also more true today than it's ever been. Because the hierarchical model of leadership is breaking down along with all of the structure of the past, or the structure of the corporations. Even the corporations, the hierarchies are starting
to flatten out.
And, you know, because we don't need all those levels of management. We have computers. But the point is something even more intense, and that is that with information technology and with social networking, every single person in front of with a Twitter in their hand, every single person in front of the internet has the potential to start something.
Right.
And if we don't believe it, we just have to look at the Arab Spring.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, which went by wildfire because of social media.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we have this tool now. So not only does leadership from its etymological root mean to carry your load, but we're now, each person on the planet is faced with the potential to carry their load and make a difference. So we need a new consciousness to do that with. We cannot take our oppositional consciousness and try and lead in a global environment with everybody having some impact on what happens. So we need a consciousness of our unity in order to take a leadership role that will advance civilization rather than annihilate it.
So is the leadership in this you're referring to is being a leader in our own lives, so to speak, as opposed to being a leader of millions of people or even dozens of people? Or do you think
we have no choice anymore but to be leaders in our own lives? Because we've been given the tools and the ability to do that with technology. And so we cannot take the... We can't take the, shall I say, the escape valve of saying, well, let someone else do it. You know, he's the leader. The problem with all that, and I think that's why it was so important when Jesus said, I am in the Father's in me, I am in you, you are in me. We can't even just say, well, you know, someone else is going to do it. I'm just going to sit here and wait and see what happens. Nobody can afford that perspective anymore. And if they do, they're going to find themselves very unhappy and not knowing how to make their lives better.
I see.
If they're going to wait for corporate America to make their lives better, if they're going to wait for the central government to make their lives better, who's going to make their lives better?
It's we have to make our own lives better, not rely on anyone else. We have to take responsibility, really, for ourselves.
Well, we've been given an awful large number of gifts and abilities.
Yeah.
Why would we not use them?
Right. Do you feel that there will be a tipping point that when enough people sort of get this concept, that it will be an unstoppable wave that will flow across the whole planet?
That's sort of like the 100th monkey idea.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there has to be a critical mass of shift.
Right.
Of course. And I don't know what's going to come first. I mean, you know, if you look at Revelations, there's going to be an end time, and then there's going to be a period of 100 years of wonderful unity and peace and all of that. And is that how it's going to happen? Possibly. I'm not good at crystal ball gazing. What I can tell you is that I know what my work is. My work is to advance the shift. Now, whether I work with 5,000 people and that's enough to make a critical shift, or whether I and my associates wind up working with 5 million people and that's enough, I can't answer that question. But I know that if each one of us contributes to it, it will happen.
I guess my point is that it doesn't have to get to every single person in the entire planet. We just have to get to enough people that then the collective consciousness holds more of this quote-unquote Christ consciousness.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Okay, good. So how does somebody going through your course, this 8-week online course, how does this course help them to move in that direction?
Well, the entire course is focused on helping them to define their own, where they are right now, first of all, in relation to the eternal absolute, in relation to their sense of purpose. And it brings them through the understanding of what consciousness is and what the possibilities of their own conscious evolution are. It redefines leadership for them. And then it brings them through 5 specific steps, which we can talk about, which brings them to their own becoming a Christ conscious. And in each step, they are able to evaluate where they are in relation to, for instance, unity, love, receiving divine love and becoming a vehicle for divine love, detachment from those things that are keeping them from moving forward, commitment to their purpose, and then the action. And they wind up with a creative action plan at the end, which tells them how to move forward across this new bridge they're going to build.
And it doesn't matter sort of where they're coming from. I mean, it can be somebody who is unemployed. It can be somebody who works in a corporation. It could be a small business owner. It could be a consultant. It could be a healer. It could be a musician, an actor, anything.
Well, in the world we live in, I can't think of any category of people who this would not apply to. It really depends on the person recognizing that they have to build a new kind of bridge in their life.
Yeah, so it's just being open to the concept and saying, you know, what the status quo isn't working, things aren't working in my life, I need to make a change, I need to do something.
Right.
Beautiful.
And they don't even have to know exactly what it is, because we help them define what that is.
Okay, great. Okay, so it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. Please stay with us. We're talking to Barbara Benjamin, creator of the Center for Christ Conscious Leadership, talking about what it means to be a Christ Conscious leader. So please stay with us. Again, if anyone would like to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
When Earth were still flat, and the clouds made a fire. The mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling cakes. They had two sets of arms, two sets of legs. They had two faces peering out of one giant head. And they could watch all around them, and they talked while they read. And they never knew nothing of love. It was before the origin of love.
And welcome back. You're listening to a special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest, Barbara Benjamin, a creator of the Center for Christ Consciousness Leadership and author of the book Christ Consciousness Leadership. So, Barbara, you've talked a little bit about the course and what the sort of intention is, how to help people to really understand where they are in their lives and how to take a more sort of active role or dominant role in being a Christ consciousness leader in their own lives. Do you have maybe some examples of people that you've worked with or people who've taken the course of what's kind of happened to them in their lives from sort of understanding this perspective?
Well, yes. I mean, everyone who does take the course goes through a shift. And we're talking about that shift. They go right. through a shift in their perception of themselves and what their purpose is for being here. And, for instance, one executive in a nonprofit who just went through it, and he was unemployed, and he was thinking about what are my next steps? You know, typical, okay, I've got my resume, and it says where I went to school and all my education, and I'm going to send it out. And he realized that he was just thinking in the wrong direction. He was going over that bridge that doesn't go across the river.
Right.
And he said that when he finished, he said that part of it is that there's a timing in this process he was going through, that this time of not working was a time of self-reflection for him.
Okay.
And it was a purposeful time because, as he put it, the eternal absolute had lessons that he had to learn during this time, and it was a really eye-opening process for him. And even though he thought he knew the answer, what he found out was that one of his inhibitors, or one of the things he had to detach from, was his need to be affiliated. So he always thought, well, I have to be in an organization and I'll be affiliated and I'll be connected to something and that'll make me feel good. This business about feeling good, the limits of our imagination when we think of what's going to make us feel good, okay?
Right.
And what's going to make me feel good? Well, to be affiliated and people will give me, you know, a lot of kudos and pats on the back because I'm really good at what I do.
Right.
And he realized that that was holding him back, completely holding him back. To see that he had to move past that need for affiliation and move toward the unknown, and these are his words, where it is safe, you know, move away from the known where it's safe, and toward the unknown where there's growth.
So it helped him to realize that he can't just stick to the what he's always known, always done, but he needs to sort of step out of that box and get out of the comfort zone, so to speak, into some unfamiliar territory.
Right, where he would actually be doing God's purpose in his life, you see. But he had never thought of that. He only thought, oh, it'll feel good to be affiliated.
Right.
And to get a paycheck and get pats on the back.
Right. And have that security.
Yeah.
Great. So how can people find out more about this course? Where can they go?
Well, they can go to the website, which is cclcenter.com.
cclcenter.com, okay.
Right, and they can contact me directly if they want at barbarabenjamin@cclcenter.com. They can send me a direct email, and if they'd like me to call them, just put their phone number in the email, and I'd be happy to call them back and talk with them.
I see. And can they get your book there at the site as well? Where can they find your book?
The book is at Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And at the publisher, Neprahan. But there is a resources page on the website, mm-hmm. and they can click from that page to either Neprahan, which is the publisher, or Amazon.
All right. So you can just go to Amazon and just do a search for Christ Conscious Leadership by Barbara Benjamin, and they'll find your book.
Yes, they will.
Excellent. So, Barbara, tell me, what is it about this work that you're doing that brings you so much joy?
Well, I had to go through this process myself, as everybody does, and say, well, what am I here to do?
Right, right.
And it was my discernment is that I'm here to seek people who are seeking change and help them get there. And so this is what I get up in the morning for. And I've been doing it for at least 25, 30 years now.
So how many people have you helped to bring through this process?
Thousands. I mean, you know.
Wow. So you really are making a difference, a big impact in the world.
And I know I'm making the impact because these people stay in touch with me and I see how their lives roll out afterwards. In other words, this is something that changes their lives and they stay in contact with me.
So, I mean, is it fair to say that you know, pretty most people who come through this course end up in a much better place in their life than they were when they started?
Absolutely. I mean, when they come in, they are on that, they've either fallen in the river or they're at the end of the bridge, you know?
Right, on that edge about
right. Or they've got the wisdom because the younger people have gotten wise to some of this. The older people, not quite. Most of them fell in the river because IBM said, you know, birth to grave, and they believed it, you know, kind of thing. But the younger people are getting wise to it, and some of the younger people are just at the toll booth and not sure they should be paying the toll. And not knowing really what they ought to be doing.
So, I mean, do you have teenagers or just young adults?
Young adults.
So young adults up to how old?
I would say that the youngest person we have that I've worked with is in their early 20s.
Okay. And the oldest?
In their 80s.
80s. Wow. Yeah. God bless. That's great. And I guess that just proves the point, you're never too old to learn, right?
Right. And April 29th is the next start of the class, if anybody's interested.
Okay. So April 29th, so they should, if they want to be involved in the next, and it's an 8-week class.
It's an 8-week certificate course. They can get professional units for it through their organizations. And we're also working to get continuing education units with a university. So they can
wonderful.
Do that as well after they graduate.
Wonderful, wonderful. And this is all online? They don't have to travel across the country or anything?
It's totally asynchronous online.
Wow. So, I mean, literally people around the world could go to CCL Center.
It's cclcenter.com.
cclcenter.com. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you could take this course.
Yes, we have people from other than the United States.
Yes, yes. Yeah. How large is your international section, would you say?
It's maybe
percentage-wise.
I would say 25%.
25%. Okay. We'll see if we can boost that up for you because we have a tremendous amount of international listeners here on the show.
Okay, good.
So we'd love to do it. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was really great having you here talking about this tremendous work that you're doing.
And it's been a pleasure being here. Thank you, Sam, for having me.
And it went by fast, didn't it?
See? It sure did.
It sure does. Well, thank you so much. This has been great. Please stay tuned. Coming up next, Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio, has a wonderful guest. I can't remember how to pronounce her name. They're talking about the intergenerational aspects of nonprofits and organizations. And I'll be back on Monday with the Double Diamond Hour, talking to a young gentleman with a very fascinating technology that we're going to start featuring here in the center, a pulsed electromagnetic field technology that's quite amazing, a very wonderful healing device. And I will be back next Friday with a recording because I will not be here in New York. I'll be away And I forget. I think we've recorded already, but I forget what we're playing next Friday. But you'll love it, I am sure. Have I ever let you down, as Larry Sharp likes to say. So thank you for tuning in for our doubleheader today with my first show with Gary Douglas and Barbara Gilman, and now the show with Barbara Benjamin, another Barbara, talking about Christ-conscious leadership. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned for Tony Martinetti, and we'll see you next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Don.
We are certified mediators, and I am a family and couples licensed therapist and author of Please Don't Buy Me Ice Cream.
Our show, New Beginnings, is about helping you and your family recover financially and emotionally and start the beginning of your life.
We'll answer your questions on divorce, family court, co-parenting, personal development, new relationships, blending families, and more.
Dana and I will bring you to a place of empowerment and belief that even though marriages may end, families are forever.
Join us every Monday starting September 10th at 10 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.